Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
BASF financing is so low, we can't even say the low rate without dropping a few octaves.
1.99%.
See what we mean?
1.99%.
To grow more, protect more, and command more.
1.99%.
For all participating BASF brands.
1.99%.
When you enroll before March 15th at basf-grower-financing.com.
Get one low rate to do the biggest job on earth.
Go to basf-grower-financing.com. Subject to credit approval. See program details for terms and conditions.
Your hometown isn't just where you're from. It's the stuff you're made of. The 3 a.m. alarm clock, warming the truck up before sunup, lifting that last bale when your legs can barely lift you. Paycom salutes that hometown spirit, and they empower local businesses in Oklahoma. Paycom's mobile app lets you do HR and payroll on the go. It handles the things that matter to your business so you can invest more in the things that matter to you. Learn more at paycom.com. Well, the U.S. Grain Council has exciting opportunities looking ahead. I had the opportunity to visit with Director of Trade Policy for the U.S. Grains Council, Andrew Brandt, about what they're excited about coming up for this new year.
I think, you know, as we look across the world, we just opened our office in India last year. As far as I know, we're the first U.S. cooperator to have an office in India. So I think, you know, continuing to see that, those relationships be built up, taking trade teams over there. And then I think also just Africa and Southeast Asia are also potential areas of great opportunity where we are hopefully laying the groundwork for great success in the future.
What are some of the biggest obstacles you've seen throughout the past few years?
I think the politics are getting trickier, which is well above my pay grade. But some of our some of the countries we do a lot of business with, like China, you hear them a lot in the news. You know, there are decisions that are made by, you know, these world leaders that can have an impact on farmers at the local level that they may not initially connect. But we saw at the trade war, the impact that can have on commodity prices here in America. You know, I would say those are some of the biggest challenges. I would say another one coming up that's both a challenge and or opportunity because it's still kind of in its infancy, but the how sustainability is integrated into the agricultural supply chain as far as which countries' products are deemed sustainable. You know, that movement is still, I would say, kind of in its infancy as far as where it might get to.
To hear my complete conversation with Andrew Brandt at the U.S. Grains Council, you could go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the USDA says agricultural producers can now enroll in the Farm Service Agency's Agricultural Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage programs for that 2024 crop year. Producers can enroll and make election changes for the 2024 crop year coming up on December the 18th. And then the deadline to complete enrollment and any election changes is on March 15th, 2024. Current Farm Bill was extended through September 30th of 2024, allowing authorized programs like ARC and PLC to continue operating. It's business as usual for ARC and PLC implementation for the 2024 crop year, says Zach Deschanel. He's the Farm Service Agency Administrator. He says these programs provide critical financial protections against commodity market volatilities for many American farmers so they don't delay enrollment. He also advises producers to avoid the rush and contact their local FSA office for an appointment because even with no changes in program elections for next year, farmers obviously still need to sign a contract to enroll. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.